DuPont says it will replace trees accidentally killed by its herbicide. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A few months ago, reports started coming in that an herbicide made by DuPont was hurting and killing trees. The Environmental Protection Agency recently ordered DuPont to stop selling the herbicide Imprelis. DuPont had suspended sales shortly before that. The herbicide was used by lawn care companies to kill weeds on lawns and golf courses starting last fall. Bert Craig is an associate professor of horticulture at Michigan State University. He says Imprelis can cause a range of different injuries to blue spruce, Norway spruce, and white pine.
In a big white pine, you might see a little bit of the top growth. Doesn't quite look right. You'll see the twisting and curling, stunting of the top of the tree. In other cases, yeah, we've seen trees just killed outright.
This week, DuPont announced a program to process damage claims from property owners. DuPont declined an interview, but in a statement, the company said property owners with approved claims will receive replacement trees or cash compensation. DuPont's also facing a number of lawsuits. This is the Environment Report. Decades ago, residents sued to stop a fish hatchery in northern Michigan from polluting a lake. More than 30 years later, the legal battles have ended and the pollution has been greatly reduced. Peter Payette has more.
Northern Michigan is home to some of the clearest blue lakes in the world, like Torch, Glen, and Crystal. Once upon a time, Wilfred Swicky says Platte Lake in Benzie County was in that league.
It was extremely clear. Never as clear, quite clear, as Crystal or Glen, but nearly so.
Unfortunately for Swicky and other homeowners on Platte, fishery biologists did something nearby that changed the Great Lakes dramatically. They planted Pacific salmon in the Platte River. That was in the late 60s, and soon a billion-dollar fishery was born. A hatchery was built, and animal waste from millions of fish began pouring into Platte Lake. The waste contained the nutrient phosphorus, and phosphorus caused algae to bloom, clouding the water, and killing a variety of aquatic animals and plants. It even caused chemical changes in the sediment of the lake bottom that produced milky clouds of a clay-like substance that collects on stones and docks. Swicky remembers the change.
I used to spend my summers up here when I was a kid, and I knew this lake like the back of my hand. And then I went to college and came back up here, and oh my gosh, it was 1969, and we lost the lake.
A few years later, homeowners sued. They won, but getting the problem under control has been a slow and contentious process. Over the years, the state has reduced the amount of phosphorus going into the lake, and it has cleared up. But recently, the state and the Platte Lake Improvement Association have made great strides. For the last year and a half, the amount of phosphorus escaping the hatchery has been practically zero. Gary Whalen oversees the state's hatchery system for the Department of Natural Resources. Whalen says they didn't think it was possible to get the discharge levels this low.
We're as low as any place I'm aware of for a facility this size anywhere in North America, and I don't think any place else in the world has achieved the same levels of phosphorus as we have here.
The other notable thing about all this is the dispute ended on a friendly note. Wilfred Swicky says the fight was nasty at times. He compares the DNR in the 70s to automobile companies fighting against rules for tailpipe emissions. But he speaks highly of Gary Whalen. He says under Whalen, the state even hired the Lake Association's expert witness to be their consultant.
They had enough faith in his, scientific abilities and ability to call shots as they are and be fair. He's now our implementation coordinator.
But the work isn't entirely finished. Under the settlement agreement, the state still has to pay for monitoring of the hatchery for at least another 4 years. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.